Hello and a warm welcome to the Stark Talk podcast series of 2021. To hear new episodes as soon as they're released, do subscribe to and download the podcast on BBC Sounds or your own chosen podcast platform. And I really hope you'll enjoy listening.
BBC Sounds.
Hello and welcome to Stark Talk here on BBC Radio Scotland. I'm Edie Stark and I've come to the Edinburgh flat of one of the country's most outstanding artists. He was born in Paisley, moved south as a teenager and found fame in London in his 20s after attending Chelsea School of Art during its uber-trendy creative peak in the 70s. He's had more than 40 solo exhibitions and his work is held in more than 40 museums and galleries, including Tate Gallery, the V&A, the Scottish National Gallery of Modern Art and Imperial War Museum, as well as being in corporate and private collections. His work isn't easy to categorise. He's long been drawn to the crumbling built environment, decaying urban East London buildings and neglected landscapes, more recently remote Scottish islands and large mooned views from Calton Hill. His work is fearlessly executed and edgy and beautiful, but what is certain throughout is that his unique maverick attitude is compulsively devoted to a love of the very act of painting, in fact, paint itself.
Oh, thank you very much, Edie Stark Promotions. Paint itself, yes, that's my subject. I like a musical analogy. So if you have the orchestra, you've got the wind section and the brass section, the voice or the string section and so on. You've also got the bloke at the back with a triangle who just goes ting. So I like the whole gamut of marks in painting. I like the drift and the bleed, impasto and number one sable. You probably